This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
You're listening to the Olive Podcast bonus episode, where each week we ask our guests to share three takeaway tips that you can immediately start using in your daily practice. This series, it's all about health and wellness, so listen on for some great advice. I'm back with Laura Strange, and in the main podcast this week, we talked all about how to eat and enjoy gluten-free. Now she's going to give us her takeaway tips. What have you got for us, Laura?
Okay, so first up, follow the recipe. This sounds like an obvious one, but even if you were previously a fantastic baker with gluten, gluten-free baking is a different kettle of fish, and you're going to want to stick to that recipe. If it says include 5 grams of psyllium husk, make sure you include that, because leaving those things out will lead to very different results and you'll just end up frustrated and disappointed that your end bake isn't what you had hoped for. Once you've gained confidence and skills in knowing how to bake, then you can be flexible. But at the beginning, stick with those recipes to the detail and you'll get some beautiful meals and bakes as a result.
That's a great one. What else have you got?
Also, this one's more about living your best celiac life, is being confident and learning to advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
When you're gluten-free, it can be really hard at times and you do get pressure from people and sometimes made to feel like you're being a bit difficult or a fussy eater. But you're not. This is your health that you're talking about. So feel confident in your ability to say, like, no, I really can't eat that. Or if you're in a restaurant, just politely and calmly ask questions about how things are made. And if you're not happy with those processes, it's okay to leave. It's hard at first to get used to asking those questions, but over the years, I've gained that confidence. And I find restaurants are always so lovely and so accommodating. I think if you're a polite customer, they're equally polite back to you. And if you're with friends and family and you're being pressurized to scoop the top off the cheesecake and eat it, like, don't go down that route. Because once you've sort of flexed your boundaries, people aren't going to necessarily believe that, you know, you really need to be strict the next time. So although it's hard at first, stand your ground and people hopefully will eventually respect that you need to stick to the strict gluten-free diet. And yeah, in the long run, it's a lot better.
That's a great one. Have better boundaries. Love it. And the last one.
The last one is digital scales. Using digital scales in your kitchen is a real game changer. I think this goes back to like being precise about gluten-free baking. Digital scales aren't expensive and they're just a really fantastic piece of equipment to have in your kitchen. So I'd say if you're getting one bit of equipment, get some good scales, throw those cup measurements away if you're wanting to do baking, because particularly with like gluten-free bread and cakes, the flours have different densities and so cup measurements just aren't very accurate. And like, are you leveling it off or is it slightly
rounded, kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly. And you're going to end up with inaccurate results. And with meals, I think, you know, cups are okay. I don't use cups, but yeah, digital scales, that's the way to go. Precise measurements are your friend in the kitchen.
Those are three fantastic tips. Thanks so much, Laura.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.